You are listening to the audio-only portion of the KoopaCast. To watch the video version, please check out purenintendo.com/KoopaCast. The intro and outro music of our KoopaCast is brought to you by the artist Big Giant Circles, who has composed for projects such as Mass Effect 2, Super Street Fighter 2 HD Remix, and Borderlands 2. Our opening song is Houston, and our closing song is A Rose in the Field, both from the album Glory Days. To listen to more of Big Giant Circles' work, go to music.biggiantcircles.com to see his entire collection of video game remixes and soundtracks. You can also find his collection on iTunes. Again, that website is music.biggiantcircles.com.
Started.
Yay! Woo! Hey everyone, welcome to KoopaCast 48. Somehow against all odds, we managed to get this broadcast online. Several Google shenanigans has kept us from that. As you can tell by the banner that doesn't exist below me, I'm Matt Paxton. I'm the multimedia manager here at PNM and PureNintendo.com. Joining me are three other awesome people. I have Tristan Myman.
Hello.
I have James Higginbotham.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dr. Nick.
And I have Justin J. Money Hinton.
Over there.
All right, and we're going to go ahead and we're going to talk about the Smash Brothers reveal that came in about, what, almost 2 weeks now? We saw three new characters. We saw Captain Falcon, which is, I think, everybody's favorite. But we also saw two new Fire Emblem characters, the first one being Robin, also known as Avatar, who came in at Fire Emblem Awakening. And then we also have Lucina, also from the same series. And I just wanted to get our staffers' reaction to the whole thing and, you know, what do they think about Fire Emblem's increased presence in the latest Smash Brothers?
I didn't know who they were. I never played Fire Emblem Awakening, so I was just, okay, this person. But when I saw Captain Falcon, I was like, yes! But honestly, I feel like they make Captain Falcon look like kind of like a total like bro dude or like a total joke and all, but like full of himself. It was really good to see that kind of personality in him. But as for the other characters, I was just kind of like, okay, not Roy, and not Roy joined in the fight. But I never played those games, so I guess for me, I was more excited for Captain Falcon, if anything, as opposed to the others. But I'm sure they'll play fine.
Yeah, I think a lot of people had the same reaction Tristan did. They're like, yeah, Captain Falco. Falcon. And then and those other two characters.
Not Ness and not Ness. Got him.
Yeah, haven't seen any Earthbound characters, have we?
No, and it's been disappointing. Very.
Yeah, I'm not into Smash Brothers too much, which is kind of blasphemous, but that's okay.
You're going to get into it, right? We got to play online, dude. You guys may mock me at my Mario Kart skills.
You have mock you at your Smash Brothers skills.
Shut up. Shut up, Matt.
I have no Smash Brothers skills. So, I mean, it was kind of cool to see Captain Falcon come back. I didn't even know who those characters were since I've never really played Fire Emblem before. So they weren't really like, woohoo. But like I said, I don't play Smash Brothers that much either. So any of the characters they have on there, I'm just like, oh, okay, that's cool.
Yay!
I was more interested in like what the abilities we have. Lucina, I was kind of disappointed. We don't know much too much about her right now. But her attack set is kind of the same as Marth's, except for her attack power is balanced throughout her sword. Otherwise, yeah, she, I guess she's called, and you know what we called in the last few ones, like clone characters, quote unquote, which were like characters with the same move sets as someone else in the roster, but maybe slightly different effects. So I think people might have been disappointed in that set, sense. But the more we hear about, or I guess thinking personally, the more I hear about Robin, the more I'm excited to get about this kind of character. Because I mean, his like his soul book, you know, changes every time he uses a spell, so it's that's limited use. I can't think of the name, like Lenin Sword or something like that.
Is that the jaggedy pointy one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like Lenin Almond Sword, something like that. Almond Sword. I'm going to call it that right now.
Almond sword.
But that sword is also limited use, and that's kind of like, you know, this tribute to Fire Emblem with like this weapon degradation. And of course, it breaks, but then after a little while, it'll, you know, come back to him. So, you know, you don't have to die to get the sword back. And I think most interestingly, and even though this is not a feature in Fire Emblem Awakening, is the fact that you can, like, his Nosferatu special attack using the spell book has does more damage if you attack an opponent's back than their front. Which is like an interesting, like, because, you know, Robin's from a, like, a tactical game, like an RTS game, so it's like kind of cool to see that kind of tactical elements. Coming to Smash Brothers, kind of really gives the character a uniqueness to them.
That is pretty cool. I didn't know that. You know, when he, if they attack, if you attack someone from behind, because yeah, like when you play even like Final Fantasy, sometimes you might get a back a sneak attack on an enemy and they're facing the other way, and it does not double. Well, does it do double? If not, either way, it does more damage. So it's cool to see that. But oh, sorry, I was gonna say other than that, I mean. I just realized, I think all of it, like, you seem to know who, I guess, who those characters are. For me, I was just, you know, I played Fire Emblem, but like, honestly, even Marth and Ike were unfamiliar to me until, you know, after doing more research on them. But hey, the more the merrier in Smash. That's the way I see it when it boils down to it in the end.
Especially because it's they've got a huge variety of characters this time around. I mean, aside from say Marth and Lucina and maybe Mario and Luigi to some degree, they're really kind of like it seems like Sakurai and the team are really kind of straying away from that like clone character mindset. And so we have like these characters with like these completely just different abilities. You know, we got like with like you know Pac-Man or Mega Man or something like that. Like they all seem like you're going to get a different experience depending on who you pick.
And also, didn't Sakurai say that we're getting at the bottom of the barrel with announcements for new characters?
Oh no.
So, like, I guess who's left out that you guys still want? And what does it, you think, bottom of the barrel means? Like, five more characters? Two more characters?
I'd
Or
say about
bottom?
two or three more characters.
How big's the roster now? Because I
I
guess when you look
mean,
at that, you almost compare it to how many were in, let's say, Melee, and how many were in Brawl. So maybe they're trying to go for that consistent number. I'm still confident they're gonna, in terms of characters, they're gonna release Ness. I mean, he's a veteran from the first game, the second, the third. I think even especially after Earthbound was released on the Virtual Console, it's definitely gotten a lot more, you know, reception. A lot more people probably played it and never got the chance to. So I see like his popularity has probably gone up a lot more.
do you think Lucas will be a part of the roster?
That one, that's a really hard one to say. If they do, I hope they find a way to, you know, not make him, I guess, like a clone character as he was in, let's say, Brawl. But I'm still hoping to see Falco, of course, Ness, in terms of like, I guess, previous, you know, players.
Looks like there's 36 so far been announced.
Wow. That's quite a roster, actually.
So 40, is that the end of the barrel?
Who knows? That could be. That seems like a pretty evenly even number. An evenly even number. There you go. Good sentence. I'm a journalist.
I don't see them ending on an odd number, so I could think that maybe they have like a 40 character roster then.
I'm going to go with 38. I'm going to stray from the pack.
Oh. I'm going to say, I think, you know, I could say 40. I feel like there's going to be one character that smashes, it's going to pull out at the last second or something that's just going to turn a lot of heads. People are going to be like, who? Or, oh, yeah, they're going to be here? You know, one of those kind of things.
Yeah, I think they could possibly have maybe one more that's kind of like out of left field, unexpected, sort of.
Yeah.
But, Contra.
What'd you say?
It'll be Contra.
the Contra guy's coming in. But as per their tradition, if you hit them once, they automatically die.
Yeah. Or at least have them like an assist trophy. I think that'd be kind of cool.
Oh, and they either go through like all the weapons, or they just have spread gun and just hit everything.
Yeah. I don't know where the licensing is with that one, so. Or I know where the licensing is. I don't know what the ordeal is to get it into Smash Brothers.
I'm about to say at that rate, if we're already going, you know, into Konami, then I'd love to see Castlevania. I'd love to see like Simon Belmont or something making a appearance. Yes. That would turn the head if we saw a Belmont in there.
That would be an interesting. Yeah, I'd like to see that actually. Like his like forward special attack, and just like throwing the different pickup weapons.
I'm also sure you guys talked about this. Let's say they end at 40, then a year down the road they release 10 more for like $5. Would you guys be down for that?
Oh, like DLC characters?
Yeah.
I'm a mindless sheep. Watch me buy. Meh.
Like $5 or $10, like a year down the road. Say, hey, here's 10 more characters, and now there's 50.
I would totally buy them. I would be that guy.
Don't like quote me on this, but I think Sakurai might have said in an interview that he's not going to do that, or he has decided not to do DLC for extra characters, specifically because he has to consider like the balance between all of the characters.
Right.
Throughout the entirety of the development. So coming up with later characters might like ruin the balance or something.
Well, it's good to know that he's putting a lot of focus on the balance, because I remember that one Smash Bros. Direct, that's what I saw a lot of, and that really makes me even more excited for the new Smash, because I felt like in Melee and Brawl, there was always that one character that just seemed, if you really knew how to use them, they were overpowered and they could easily win the match, but this one seems like everyone has a fair shot at it.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, I don't think he could say that. Because let's say a year down the road, after they look and see how Smash Brothers plays out through the community, they can be like, you know what would be a perfect character? I'll build a character like this. I'll build a character like this. Or build a character like this. Let's throw them in there and see how that changes everything. In my opinion. But I'm not Sakurai. I don't make video games.
Where are you? This whole time.
I think Sakurai needs to take a break. I'm pretty sure that guy is.
He's like working. Is like he's got his own little cot in the office.
Yeah, well, and like there was like a certain period during the development. I think it was like last fall, where it's like every once in a while I see this headline of like Sakurai's health. Like, yeah, well, he's got like that arm thing. I think I can't remember at all what it's called.
A sling?
No, it's not a sling. It's like some kind of like. He messed it up, I guess, working, and now he has to like use like a little trackpad mouse thing.
Oh yeah.
Mouse. Otherwise, it just hurts him too much.
Oh wow! Oh man, jeez, poor guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, for anyone out there watching, yeah, game development. It hurts, yeah. It's a labor of love.
Do you think that maybe rather than going DLC, that they may use Amiibo to like unlock new characters?
Dude, I'm not gonna be bankrupt from Amiibo, man. Like seriously, all them figurines, all them figurines. And don't say, "Oh, I'll just buy one of my favorite characters." No, you're not. Like I might just buy one of Fox, but then I would be like, then again, there's Link, and then there's Mario and Luigi, and then there's I gotta get the rest of the Mushroom Kingdom crew. Well, Link's all there by himself. I should get rid of the Zelda people, and then it just,
How did you survive the Skylanders and the Disney Infinity waves?
Because I thought it was stupid. Or mainly because Mainly because I wasn't into the concept of it, I guess. This one, it's because it's Smash Brothers, I guess, and I really love me some Smash.
All right. But I think the idea of putting amiibos, like, or using the amiibos to announce DLCs, not beyond the realm of possibility. I mean, it seems like a, I guess, well, yeah, it seems like a good way to go with it. If you're gonna do it and you're gonna support amiibos, then yeah, go all in.
Go big or go home. But one thing you're talking about DLC, and you said at the moment there's really no word of getting characters downloaded. What about stages? I feel like stages would be a bit more prevalent. I feel like that would be a bit more reasonable and possible. Have more like stage DLC or something, like an extra stage that they wanted to implement, or maybe in the future would love to, throw in there or something.
Well, and I think that character like downloadable content for like characters would be a little more attractive than stages. I don't know because I don't know how much a stage really affects the match at all. But I
Well,
think that like releasing a bundle of characters, people might be more apt to buy that over like a bunch of stages.
I think the biggest hurdle Nintendo would have to jump over, I guess, when it comes to DLC with characters and DLC with stages, is like when you go online to set up a match, that's now another thing that, the server's gonna have to look for is like, all right, does this character exist on,
Oh, right.
everybody's Wii? Does the stage exist on everybody's Wii? If not, we're gonna have to move on to the next one.
Well, to be frank, I guess brutally honest,
I thought you were James.
Microsoft's been doing that with Halo for years now. So Nintendo needs to figure it out to be what in that case, like, because Halo, they come out with packs all the time, and it works for them. So, like, I understand the concern, but they just need to figure it out, to be honest.
Yeah,
If
that's
that is
true.
an issue that needs to be just figured out.
Yeah, that's true.
So
I
it is
mean,
possible.
it is possible, but I've never been one with a huge amount of faith for Nintendo's online system.
Agrees, but they need to get it figured it out.
It'd be cool if there's a way they had like the maps, like all the maps already preloaded onto the online servers. And you may not have the map downloaded, but you play on it. And who knows, maybe even after that, you're like, hey, you know what? I'm going to go buy this map now. I really like playing on it. That's all right, Nintendo. I'll give you that one for free.
Yeah, like in my mind, in a business sense, like I think it would be dumb of them not to do characters or maps for Mario Kart or Smash Brothers. Doesn't have to be right away, but 2 years down the road, the game's been out for 2 years. It's kind of dying down. Release DLC, new characters, new stages for both Mario Kart and Smash Brothers. People get excited, they make a whole bunch of money. We'll all pay 10, 15, 20 bucks for whatever they release. Everyone's happy. Nintendo's happy, we're happy. My children are happy.
Yay!
Two years down the road, I guess that'd be a good time to introduce your child to video games, James.
Yeah, just put a controller and just bang on it. It's
Nice.
like Conan O'Brien. I work for Conan O'Brien playing Smash Brothers.
That's right, he won. Or did he win that one? Yeah, I think he won that one.
Yeah, he won one, and he freaked out about it. I remember that.
Yeah. So, like me, if I ever win at Mario Kart, which I'm gonna win a lot. And we're gonna post it on YouTube, and it's gonna be great. And Matt, you know you're not allowed to edit it to where it just scribbles out me in first and throws me in dead last.
Listen, all I'm saying is all video ideas have to go through me, you know?
I could just see us uploading a video, and my Mii's about to cross the finish line, and it just like the screen cuts to black, and there's a font in there that says footage missing, and it just goes to me in last place.
Exactly. That's just a
And
good idea. I'm gonna do that.
has someone do a voiceover? A terrible accident. Tristan's car suddenly spontaneously combust, throwing him in dead last.
Oh boy. I gotta guess that way. Speaking of Smash Brothers in public, Nintendo is trying to increase their presence with the or their presence with the community this year. What we've seen sort of with the Treehouse, but also they're live streaming again at the San Diego Comic-Con coming up, where they're also going to have a campaign called Bring Me Smash, where you take a picture wherever you are on the show floor of San Diego Comic-Con, and then put the hashtag in, Bring Me Smash, and then if you get a direct message from Nintendo, that means our crew is coming to your position, so you can start an impromptu Smash battle.
Oh, that's cool.
And I mean it's really interesting to see Nintendo like almost coming out of nowhere with this huge like this real push for interaction with the community, which if you guys remember last year, it seemed like Nintendo was kind of like pulling away, like they weren't going to conventions as much because they were doing more Nintendo Directs. But now it seems like it's the other way around. Do you
Yeah.
guys think this trend's gonna kind of continue on? We're gonna see Nintendo like PAX Prime and PAX East coming up.
Oh, absolutely.
Go
No, I was gonna, I'm sorry. No, you go ahead, Jamon. You go ahead, bud.
I was gonna say I could see them trying to take what worked at E3 and trying it other places. I'm not sure if PAX, because I don't know that Nintendo's really represented that much at PAX in the past. I do see them maybe trying that same formula that really worked well at E3 elsewhere to see if they can have that same kind of, I don't know if these are the right words, but marketing success. Because at E3, I think they really did a great job at pushing new games and what they're, with the Wii U struggling so much, trying something a little different and out of the box to try and get the word out there about what's coming up and that sort of thing.
They were at PAX last year when we went. They had like their own like little booth area set up. It was pretty neat. But yeah, I think absolutely, because it doesn't hurt them at all to go out and make a presence and have more publicity. To me, it only helps them.
Is there anything that you're all looking for Nintendo to do specifically? Like you think would be like, oh, they need to do this in order to like really engage with people.
They need to send me Smash Brothers. Just send it. All of
Yeah,
us. They just need to just give us that. Guys, help me out with some other demands. Make Mario Kart a real life thing. But in all seriousness, I don't know, because I mean the E3 was that's a big thing that, like, their E3 presence was a huge like thing to really follow up from.
I think if they keep trying to do what they did at E3, where they're trying to make events where people are talking about them and their games throughout the event's entirety, or doing more kind of like out of the box things as far as social media and stuff like the Bring Me Smash is kind of interesting. I'm kind of curious to see how it ends up playing out, but it's an interesting idea. So just trying different things to kind of get the words out about the word out about their games and stuff like that.
Now, even though Nintendo, I guess, is doing something new, they are going back to their roots. Because the reason I could speak for all of us probably we love Nintendo is that they're more personal than a lot of the other companies. And this is them going back to more personal look at things. Like, hey, let's go hang out together. Let's all play games together instead of that more standoffish like they used to do Nintendo Directs or even before that. Now they're like, hey, let's all. And even before then, back in the Wii, it was more, you guys will play by yourself and us will be Nintendo over here. Now it's like, hey, let's all come together. We're all gamers. Let's all hang out. And that's the Nintendo I remember when I was a kid. So it's nice that they are going back to that mindset of, hey, let's all just have fun, play games, do what we do, enjoy each other as company.
I thought the Nintendo you remember as a kid was the wizard.
That too.
Oh, the only reason anyone watched that movie was at the end for Super Mario Brothers 3. Spoiler.
I think they need to do that kind of advertising again. Like,
Just get us, but
out of
like,
nowhere, there's all of a sudden
oh.
some kind of video games. They could do it with Smash Brothers.
Like a movie?
Yeah, the
And I'm like,
Wizard
and
too, but with Smash Brothers.
the kid's trying to get to the Smash Brothers tournament.
Yeah. There you go.
We'll make our own movie. We'll just do that.
Got it. Trademark, copyright.
The Wizard 2, The Return of the Power Glove.
The Wizard 2, the search for more money.
Certainly.
Anyone out there who knows Spaceballs.
I heard there was supposed to be like a. I don't know why I'm just gonna get real quick off topic. I heard there was supposed to be a Spaceballs 3, The Search for Spaceballs 2.
Wait. What?
That was the working title for the sequence, was Spaceballs 3, The Search for Spaceballs 2.
Okay, that's pretty funny.
Hilarious.
If Mel Brooks isn't behind it, I don't want any part of it. I'm just going to throw that one out there.
I think he was, yeah.
Yeah. Anywho, that's getting off topic. I just
Yeah,
realized
that's
that's like a whole different realm.
unless Mel Brooks shows up in the next Nintendo Direct, we won't be talking about him anymore.
He's going to be a new Smash character.
Sorry, Mr. Brooks.
No, he can be a new Smash character if you're me.
Yeah, and
Oh, that's right.
his final smash will be the Men in Tights dance. What's next on the menu?
Next on the menu is, well, I don't know if we should do it now because James seems to be in a good mood again. We're going to talk about the Rise of the Darkspawn review that he has wonderfully penned for us.
I would talk about that.
James, you gave this a 5, correct?
Yes. I think I said this in two KubaCasts ago. I almost stopped playing after 15 minutes. It was that bad. Now, what makes the game worse is that I hate games that don't know what they are. Because Hasbro has built this whole Transformers universe, and it's been all kid based. And now all of a sudden they're like, hey, we want to make this kind of action adventure sci-fi shooter game. But it's not going to be that good. So like it's a little bit too mature for kids, but like these tween kids who are playing Halo or Call of Duty, they're not going to play this game. So it's kind of just it's a useless game to make, in my opinion. I should have said that. It's too mature for young kids, but tweens aren't going to play it because there's better games to play. Basically, it sucks.
Boiling
So
it down to it.
it's too mature for a younger crowd, but not mature enough for the audience that they're trying to target.
Yes.
So it's like a PG-13 movie?
Yeah.
So would you say it's not Autobot, it's auto bad? It's not a Decepticon, it's Decepticrap.
Oh.
Yeah, come on, guys, come on. I'll be here all week. Come on. Yeah. It's not that funny, guys. You can stop laughing now. It's cool. Stop. You can stop laughing now.
I'm just struggling to find to comprehend that I wasn't the only one who came up with the deceptive crap pun.
Yes. Oh, dude, come on. That writes itself. I would think of other ones, but I can't think of any.
Nice.
Give me a moment. Keep talking.
So, I mean, can you like, was the Transformers game like, was it based off the Michael Bay franchise at all?
To be honest with you, I don't know. I heard it was based off the last movie. I haven't seen the last movie, so I don't know. Maybe.
Did anyone see the last movie? I stopped after the first one. After the first one, I was like, and this is just going to go downhill. My spidey sense is tingling on that one.
Actually heard that this one is the best so far of the series.
LaBeouf is not in it.
That's probably why most people said that, but
Then Stewie got Mark
allegedly,
Wahlberg.
allegedly.
It still got like a 17 of Rotten Tomatoes, so I don't know.
Does it?
Yeah, I checked.
No, there hasn't been really a movie that, but like last movie I got excited about was Godzilla. That was awesome. That like appeared, well, appealed to the inner 11-year-old in me and the need for destruction of a city.
Yes. Well, it was too bad that Rise of Darkspawn did not do that for James.
Well, here's my problem with it. Is like Nintendo, Transformers as a kid, I loved the characters,
Oh,
right?
yeah.
And here it's like now Transformers of Michael Bay, it's just robots fighting. And to be honest with you, Pacific Rim was a cooler robots fighting movie than any of the Transformers was. So we just get this half done nostalgic crap that I don't know. I hate it. I hate Michael Bay. He's stupid.
Hey, but the new Turtles movie's coming out soon.
That looks stupid too. That angers me. I don't want to see it.
Hey, J Money, who knows? Maybe they won't say Cowabunga and they'll say that new thing, Booyakasha. Yeah, because
Oh
that's what everyone
gosh.
wants. I know.
That word is an abomination.
If they don't say Cowabunga or want pizza, specifically Domino's, I still remember the old movie when that was like how they probably got the money for that movie was through Domino's. Ugh.
Where do they stay now?
Though those old movies from the 90s or whenever they were made
Yeah.
were incredible, but now they're kind of
Incredibly
like
bad, but still great.
they look like they took the Koopa heads from the Mario movie and put them on the Ninja Turtles.
It
I
just looks
got to disagree with the old ones. The third one, was it the third one where they kind of like samurais?
Yeah, that was
That was
literally the
even
third
bad
one.
as a kid.
Yeah, that was definitely horrible.
First
I
two were
mean,
great. That third one.
I look forward to seeing the new Ninja Turtles movie, but I'm not. I don't think it's going to be as good as what I remember the old ones being.
Well, here's my problem. Guardians of the Galaxy comes out around the same time.
I
And that
heard that
sounds
was really good.
Has it been reviewed yet?
No, but like a lot of people on Twitter who are fancy enough to go see the premiere said it was pretty amazing. Then again, I don't know if they were paid to say that. So I know I think it's cool because it's a world of the Marvel Universe I'm not familiar with, but also there's a rocket. I mean, there's a raccoon with a rocket. That's and it's a talking raccoon. It's pretty awesome. And we got really off topic.
Yes, we did. We got
Maybe,
so far off topic, but I allowed it because I wanted to see where this was going.
what if that Transformers game had the same voices from the animated show, like back when we were kids? And if it was the same style, as in there's a bunch of lasers being shot, but no one gets hit at all. They just run
That's
past
like
it.
saying, what if the movies were like the old shows?
Better?
Yeah, what if?
I would
What
be
if
down for
they made it up?
platformer, side-scrolling platformer, Transformers game.
Oh yeah.
Kind of like an old school. You got yeah, the lasers firing. Kind of like a Contra slash Transformers game,
Oh yeah.
where they're running. I don't know. That's
Well,
what
then, do I have good news for you, James? It
I
just so happens to be a certain Famicom game.
Oh no, you're not that one. No. I know
It
exactly which
said
one you're talking
two
about.
platformer, okay? And Contra was also in that era, so it makes sense. So.
Definitely that level of difficulty too.
That's got some incredible difficulty, that's right. Was it Transformers Convoy?
That's what it was called. Yeah, Convoy or something like that. And it was
So,
seizure inducing, I think.
guess it was. If you want to see James, that should put you some perspective, and maybe you'll go, rescore Rise of Darkspore when you see this. For anybody who hasn't seen it, go look up Transformers Convoy. I think that's what it's called. Or just Transformers Famicom, and just look at this. Look at how far games have come from what that was to what we're seeing now. I had actually seen somebody play through the entire game,
That's not
like
possible.
first level to last level.
You lie.
No lie. There are only two song tracks in the entire game.
Oh,
Yeah, the level theme and the boss theme, that's it.
yeah. Has there ever been a good Transformers game?
I'm sure there has.
I heard there was one called like War for Cybertron or something like that. I'm not sure. Don't call me on that one. But I've never heard that. I've never heard one person say, "Oh, dude, you really gotta play this Transformers game. It will be awesome."
I played one on the PlayStation 2 or something, I think, and I didn't really like it. I don't remember what it was called or what it was, but I didn't really like it that much.
Like I think maybe now thinking about it, that's probably what upsets me about this past Transformers game is that it could be really, really, really cool. If they just went out and made a totally mature, dark, just went totally in the other direction, like it could actually be a really cool game because Transformers is in a big universe, think of different environments, actually put some effort into making a cool sci-fi shooter game. Like it, I would love it, but none of this half kid, half mature game. It just doesn't work.
Like even something mixed up with the mix up between like shooting, but also running up and like punching up, you know, robots punching robots.
Yeah, like they had it. You could punch people, but it was weak.
Maybe like take the fighting style from like the Arkham games or something.
That would be awesome.
That would be amazing. I would buy that game in a heartbeat.
And I can't remember who brought up the possibility of a good Transformers game, but it was called War on Cybertron, or War for Cybertron,
sorry. Yeah, I heard that one was actually pretty decent.
All right.
Or something like
It's
that.
out on consoles that I can't mention because they're not Nintendo consoles.
Everything but Nintendo.
Right. Sorry, my boss told me not to do that, so. We actually ran through our topics pretty quickly, as I thought we would, because it's been, like I said, it's been a slow couple weeks. But I did want to like kind of close out by, you know, we haven't done this in a while. You know, it's the summer drought, so I wanted to see what games everybody has been playing.
I actually picked up SteamWorld Dig on sale, and that game's been out for quite some time,
Nice.
but it's a lot of fun. I've been enjoying the heck out of it.
Yeah, it's a blast, dude. I did the review for that, and I was, oh, I just love 'cause you can go anywhere, and it's like collecting stuff feels great. Leveling up feels great. I feel like I'm really advancing.
So Tristan, what have you been playing then?
What have I been playing? I've been trying to get back into Mario and Luigi Dream Team on hard mode, and got frustrated with it. And I've been jumping between that and like Super Mario Brothers 3 on my 3DS. However, I am slowly in the process of finally getting my Wii U and TV sent up here to the Pacific Northwest, so I can finally get back into console gaming.
I see.
Indeed. So just prepare thyself for Mario Kart. Yes.
Don't have to prepare.
You guys are mean. Reason why I cry on my pillow every night.
Unless you got a blue shell, you ain't got nothing. And even then, they're super horned, so.
Fine, you, me, Mario Kart, Final Destination, no items.
Tristan, that's the wrong game.
No, is that
That about sums up Tristan's skills in Mario Kart right there.
I'll beat you guys going in reverse.
No, that I would like to see.
I'd like to see that too. In fact, I think all of us would like to see that. So,
Could we do that one time? If we all get online and play, could we like try to do a race where it's like we all try to get at the finish line facing the other way and try to go backwards and see who'd win in a race?
Everybody race in reverse.
Yeah, see how long that race takes.
I think we need to do that, but in a regular race. So it's just like everyone's just racing as hard as they can, but there's like four of us who are just reversed the entire time.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
Well, that would be, because doesn't the race continue until the 11th person passes? Like it'll
Yeah.
only end it
Yeah,
once
until
the
the
limit. And
second to last
so,
person.
yeah, and so they would be sitting there watching us do this for like 30 minutes or actually the race.
Well,
So splendid.
that's for our truly devoted fans
Yeah.
who have absolutely nothing to do.
What happens if you hit one of those boosts going in reverse?
Then you'd be a man and you stop the second you hit the ground and go back in reverse.
This will be good to watch.
Oh,
And a film.
yeah, totally.
That'll be up on our YouTube page, front page for at least the next year.
I could do 10 million hits in the first night. First night.
First night, exactly.
Yeah. What have you been playing, James? I just realized we're getting off topic again.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, what has James been playing?
Another
Transformers.
Transformers game, but for the 3DS.
Is it good?
Yeah, actually, it's really good.
Oh, okay. I was gonna wait for him to
Yeah.
just like to look at us and just shake his head. No.
Yeah, he's like, another one. Guess what? I'm scoring it.
No, it's done by WayForward.
They did a very good job.
And it's a turn-based game, like fully turn-based, which I didn't know it was until I started playing. So kind of like a Fallout or Advance Wars.
So it's like a Fire Emblem, like kind of like tactical, where you see the map and you're like, move this many paces.
Yeah, you have like 6 moves. You can either attack in that throw in that your area or move closer to the person. Yeah.
How neat.
That's kind of cool.
So is it kind of like what Project Steam is going to be?
You're the one who went to E3. You tell us.
What, you guys didn't see the stream? They put it up online.
They did? I didn't see the stream.
Yeah.
I was just following you guys on Twitter.
I guess when they put it up online.
No, well, they did, yeah, like the next day or something.
Yeah, okay. I'm pretty sure
you guys are going crazy here.
No. I just thought of also if we need another topic. What about that thing we talked about, Matt, before the before we got online about the new scans for Hyrule Warriors?
The articles?
Yeah.
Oh, the Hyrule Warriors stuff.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I was gonna post a news post about it, but Google. I've been trying to, make it work for us to no avail. James is actually. But over the course of my frustration, better Famitsu magazine scans, I guess I should start by saying, if anybody's not familiar with Famitsu magazine, it's a weekly Japanese magazine kind of devoted to, games and anime and manga and all that. And they recently released some more details about upcoming characters that we're going to see in characters and weapons that we're going to see in Hyrule Warriors. We're seeing Sheik now, which is, the alter ego from Zelda. We're also seeing Darunia from Ocarina of Time and Princess Ruto from Ocarina of Time, which is definitely someone I did not see coming at all. I think she was right up there with Tingle as in characters in this one.
I got a feeling that might happen. I don't want to know what his attacks are.
Tingle?
Yeah, his final attack is like he does his magic words or whatever, and then it just zooms out on the on the planet they're on, and it just explodes. Tingle, destroyer of worlds.
I figure it'll either be an avalanche of rupees, or they'll just charge you for a map, and that's just.
I did one thing that was cool about Darnia. He actually uses the like a different version of looks like of the Megaton hammer.
Yeah, and that looks like one of his weapon outsets. I'm guessing like his first two are going to be like the Megaton hammer, and then also just his bare fist, kind of like how Link fights in Majora's Mask.
Yeah, possibly a Goron roll or something to kind of charge through like a group of enemies.
Yeah. I think that'll be his form of fast travel. One thing we haven't seen a lot of in Zelda Warriors, but what is present in like previous Warriors games is the option to like mount a horse. Like call a horse and he teleports out of nowhere.
He's a magic horse.
You can use the horse to like travel quickly throughout the battlefield, as you need to do several thousand times throughout the game. Dying and you need to save him. So we didn't see that much, or I didn't even see that with Link or Zelda. But when I saw Midna, she gets to the wolf, like the Twilight Wolf. And if I'm right about the Goron thing, then I'm thinking only a couple people might have horses, and everyone else is just going to have their own unique way of getting across the field.
Right.
So I'm kind of curious to see how many characters they're actually going to announce for Hyrule Warriors, because right now they've got
Link, Zelda,
Impa, Fee.
Impa, Lana, Agatha, Fee, Sheik,
Darnia,
Ruto.
So yeah, I was going to say, you've got to be getting close to 10 now.
Yeah. I believe nine was what I, nine slots is what I saw in when I went to the E3 demo.
Okay.
Back in June.
Nine's so an odd number, though.
Right amount of characters that we're going to see fight. Of course, we may see more. I don't know.
That comes out soon, doesn't it?
September, I believe.
Comes out September 16th.
Oh, okay. So yeah, it's fairly, it's coming up here fairly soon.
Super psyched. Oh yeah, and my stupid laughing face I made earlier because you said I was still thinking about Darnia. And he said how he's gonna fast travel around. You talk about the other Warriors games. A magic horse comes out of nowhere, and I could just see this horse coming out and looking at Darnia and just going, "Yeah, no, no, I'm not doing this." It just leaves. Because I remember Majora's Mask, and you try to get on a pond like that. Tattle will interrupt you, going, "What are you doing? You can't get on the horse like that. You'll break the poor thing's back."
Yeah, I know before the scans came out of him rolling, I was definitely like, when I first heard about Darunia, I was like, how is he going to fast travel? If they're going to use horses, he can't get on a horse.
Yeah.
Not crush. On
Kids on it, crush, get up.
Just throw the horse.
Great, a horse. He picks up and throws it. Yeah, he like has no perception of what a horse is. Are there any, do you guys think there are any other characters we might see? Like, one thing I was telling him is we see Impa, and one of the things I also saw was there's another costume DLC for Link, it looks like, in Zelda. You can have their Ocarina of Time outfits. Could we see maybe Impa where having, you know, being, you could look like her as she did in, say, Ocarina of Time. Any other, I was trying to think if there are any other characters. Maybe Nibiru?
Oh, yeah.
The Gerudo swords?
Nibiru.
Yeah.
Sahasrara from Link to the Past.
Sahasrara Shamalama Ding Dong.
Exactly.
What would he do? And I'm going to tell you this kid about the Master Sword. I don't know. Why am I sounding like Bane? Why is Sahasrara Bane to me? Well, hello, Link. I see you wish to get the sword of even Bane.
I was born into the Triforce. You grow into me.
I always wanted the elders. You were merely adopted. So I'm sorry. So like the shorter people, men.
But what did he have?
Oh God.
Luckily with like a game like Warriors, they could have like an old man like Sahasrara in there. Because they use like different like class distinctions, so they'll have like power type characters, and then they'll have like technique, and then wonder types,
mm-hmm.
and like wonder types are usually ones who use like magic, or like ranged attacks or something like that.
Right.
So you know he could fit into that, and I think Agatha will probably fit into the wonder class as well, as she uses a lot of bugs and distance attacks.
Right.
And then. You know, kind of further speculating from that, not characters-wise, but weapons-wise, is, like, what we're seeing with all these weapons is we're seeing, like, these individual characters changing their class type. So Link can now become, like, a power character, a technique character, or a wonder character. That being, like, the gauntlets, the swords, and the fire rod, respectively.
I saw an interesting tweet about this, and someone, I'm sorry, I can't remember your name. They said, what if Rauru, you know, who was the sage from the Temple of Time, what if he was in the game, and his one of his attacks, like he said, a wonder type, what if he turned to Kapora Gabora?
What would he do from there?
His final attack would tell you a lot of information and ask you if you need to repeat again and just mess with you.
Nice.
But that's the thing. It's like, I wonder what he would do is for attacks. But other than that, off the top of my head, I can't think of any other like characters from Ocarina right now that you would see as a playable character, maybe, or Twilight for that matter.
Well, I think we all are wondering where Groose is now.
Oh God, if he's a playable character, I don't want to know what he's gonna. Here's the thing. If that's the case, I don't want there to be any epic music. I only want the Groose theme.
Yes.
Everything works with the Groose theme.
Exactly. I love how that came out. I love how that was a thing for a while.
I bet you did, you Mr. Trombone player.
Yeah, I actually mostly love that theme because of the trombone. I'm not going to lie there.
So next CubaCast, you're going to learn how to play it, right? And then you're just going to start off, and you're just going to go...
Exactly. James will do official hosting while I just play the background music.
By the way, I think we lost J-Money.
Did we? J-Money, are you there? Think he's gone. James, what's going on?
Nothing.
Oh, I thought I saw a screen flash.
That is kind of a sign. We should probably be wrapping up here. We're going about 50 minutes now. And
alrighty.
Yeah, I'm not entirely gone.
Oh, there he is. Oh, God, he came back. Wait, wait, were those rack of pants always there?
No.
Oh wait! Did you?
I was blocking a hallway, so I had to move them.
No, I think you just got bored between breaks. And while the screen's blacked out, I might make some pants.
Oh,
Bruce,
Master Taylor.
Right.
Or you guys thought that you don't get bored and just decide to make a rack of pants? I thought I was the only one.
Anyway, unfortunately, J Money, you are just in time for us to leave. We're about to wrap up here. So I want to thank you all very much for listening to this week's KoopaCast number 48. If you want to ask us any questions, if you have any burning questions, you can always email us at podcast@purenintendo.com. You can also check our Twitter handles. You know, they're everywhere on the Pure Nintendo website. You can find us on Twitter. We usually start with purely and then something. For example, I'm purely Matt. That's purely James over there. And then I think Tristan's is something different though.
Yeah, I'm just T-Mime in 89. I'm not fancy enough.
Dumb.
Exactly. I'm sorry for that.
Do you want me to change it?
Okay.
I'm just saying. Something.
Get with the click.
And then J-Money, is yours purely? Yours
no.
is a Justin, right?
No. Different too. Mine's J-Money PN.
Oh, fine. Yeah. Let's not pick on J-Money, but no, God forbid, Tristan's not really Tristan.
Well, in his defense, you're the only Tristan. We have two Justins.
And we already have a purely Justin.
Purely Justin. That wouldn't work.
That's right. I'm the only Tristan.
Exactly. So, there you go. So, hopefully look for purely Tristan here shortly.
Great. Now I feel like I'm obligated to change it.
Otherwise, other things you should look out for. We have a nice couple articles if you want to read all the news stories. They're up on our website at purenintendo.com. We also have a nice interview going up between Chad Sider and Jerron Moore that I conducted a week ago. We're releasing that in three parts. They're the producers of Symphonic Evolutions, which is the orchestrated Pokemon concert tour that will be kicking off here on August 15th at the Warner Theater at Washington, D.C., if you want to check out the interview, again, go to purenintendo.com. Otherwise, you know, be on the lookout. We have two more coming up, two more KoopaCasts before we reach KoopaCast number 50. So that'll be exciting. We will have awesome stuff for you on KoopaCast 50, just to get you a nice little extra incentive for you to watch us. Not that you need it, because I know you love listening to us.
Yay!
But we will have a couple extra things for you. That's it. Again, one more thank you to you, the audience, and, of course, the awesome PNM staff members who joined me on this week's KoopaCast. And we will see you next week.
Until then, viewers.
2 weeks from now. 2 weeks from now.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that happened.